March 17th, 2020, the Feast of St. Patrick. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, now you are in the midst of the worst of it." I speak, of course, of this pandemic. Continue to pray, even though churches are closed. Persevere in prudence. Do not take any unnecessary chances. It is now more than ever that you be united in prayer in your hearts. This is your weapon against this disease. This is a tried and true vaccine. If you are united in prayer, you will not live in fear as this threat passes. Whole nations need to be encouraged to do this. Prayer will undo Satan's plans that he is pursuing against the health and well-being of the world. Prayer will lead you away from dangerous situations, and prudence will reign in your hearts. I have always looked only at what is in hearts. This pandemic offers you the opportunity to cleanse your hearts from the material world and build up a spiritual fortress in your hearts. Do not miss this opportunity of grace. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10, the new life in Christ. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.